you first ask every nation in the world if they wanted the Torah, and each nation asked Hashem, what is written in your Torah? And each nation had a reason why they didn't want the Torah. Each nation had a reason why the Torah wasn't for them. The Torah says not to steal, the Torah says not to kill. Each nation had something about the Torah they didn't like. And finally, Hashem comes to the Jewish people. Hashem asks us if we want the Torah. And we are very excited to receive the Torah. We romantically say to Hashem, we will do and we will listen. Even before we know what it's about, we're in. So you, Hashem, we want the Torah. And then Hashem gives us the Torah. That's what the Talmud says. Questions like this. It says in the Talmud about the creation of the world that Hashem already planned before creation that he wants to give us the Torah. The very first word in the Torah, Bereishis, in the beginning, Talmud comments on that word and says that word can also be read as two beginnings. There are two things which are called the first, the Jewish people in the Torah. And the reason why he created the world was for the sake of the Jewish people receiving the Torah. That was the plan. So what does it mean that Hashem asked all other nations as if there was another option? It sounds like from the Talmud that had they said we wanted the Torah, then Hashem would have given the Torah to them. The Talmud says again in the sixth day of creation, it says, Yema Shishi, the sixth day. The Talmud looks at the words the sixth day. It's written a different way the other days of creation. It doesn't say on the sixth day. The Talmud says, Hashem made a condition with creation. And Hashem said, I'm only creating you on condition that on the sixth day in 2448, 2448 years later, when I will ask the Jewish people to receive the Torah, if they say yes, great, you can exist. If not, all will be reverted to nothingness. So it's clear that this is the plan. Hashem wants to give us the Torah. And without us receiving the Torah, there's no talk of creation. And yet, Hashem goes to all the nations of the world and asks them if they want the Torah. What's going on? So we learned last time, the Avud Ram explains the words in davening, Atav Chartonu Kolam, you have chosen us from all nations. The Avud Ram explained, when did Hashem choose us from all nations? He chose us at the giving of the Torah. And we learned last time that there are three different layers in our bond with Hashem. There is a way that we connect with Hashem because of our merits. There's a way we connect to Hashem based upon the fact that we are His children. And there's a way we connect to Hashem because He chose us to be His people. And these three different layers in our connection to Hashem are subdivided in two other categories. The first two are because of the one who Hashem loves. And the third is because of Him. A human being, Reuben loves Shimon. Reuben loves Shimon because Shimon is a great guy. Shimon is a nice guy. Shimon's an intelligent guy. So Reuben loves Shimon because of how wonderful Shimon is. What about Reuben loves Shimon? Reuben's mind appreciates the virtues of Shimon. Reuben's heart is touched by the greatness of Shimon. So Reuben, because of his understanding of Shimon, that's why he loves Shimon. But not because of Shimon himself. It's because of Reuben's appreciation of Shimon's virtues. Like the author writes in chapter 32 in Tanya, he says, if you're loving someone because of a thing, so not only if the thing goes away, will the love go away, but even while the love is there, what about you loves the other person? It's only something external. It's only your appreciation for their virtues. Not only, it's only as deep as their virtues, and not just their virtues, but as your appreciation for those virtues. That's how deep the love is. That's how heartfelt it is because of what they have and how long they have it for and how deep you appreciate what they have. Then there's a higher kind of love. Altaba speaks about how all Jewish people are brothers because we all come from one Hashem. And therefore, if we were only to put our souls on a higher pedestal than our bodies, if we were to value our soul more than the body, so then we wouldn't have this separation between us and others. On the contrary, we would look at each other like brothers. So in a similar way also, regarding the father and the son, Hashem told Pare, told Moshe to tell Pare, I want you to release the Jewish people from bondage because they are my children. When a father loves a son, it's not because of the virtues of the son. The father loves the son because the son is a part of him. This Talmud says that the child is like the leg, it's like a part of the father. Just like he loves himself, he loves his son because the son is a part of him, it's a part of his essence. However, the son is still not the father himself. The son is in his own person. It's just the son is from a part of the father. So, translating this back into the analog, there is a love. There is, so to speak, the way Hashem contracts himself, contracts his light to be affected by our deeds. The Torah says that Hashem, so to speak, gets angry by our deeds. Ki asuni ba'avleim, the Torah says in Parshas Hazin, Hashem, I have gotten angry because of the foolish things they've done. It says in Parshas Kisave, Kashasas Hashem aleichem lehitev eschem. Hashem rejoices to do good to you because of the good things that you're doing. So, Hashem is infinite beyond everything. What do we mean when we say Hashem is affected because we do this? This he feels this way. We do that, he feels that way. Obviously, we're not talking about the essence of Hashem. We're talking about the way Hashem has contracted his light to be in the realm of the world, and therefore it's possible that a person could do something that excites that level of godliness, that level of light that Hashem contracted to be connected to the world. But regarding how Hashem is infinite beyond creation, so that doesn't affect him at all. As says in the Torah, says, if you were a tzaddik, what did you give to him? With all of your great transgressions, what have you done to him? What can he take from your hands? He is not affected by what you're doing. He is beyond. He is higher than creation. He's infinite. You're able to hurt him, you're able to help him, you're able to do something for him. He's infinite. And yet, even though Hashem is infinite, the Jewish people are part of that infinity. As it says in the Torah, Kechil Kavaya Ami, the Jewish people are part of Yud Kevav, part of Hashem. And unlike other names of Hashem, describe Hashem, something about Hashem. There's the name of Hashem which talks about his kindness. He talks about the name of Hashem, it talks about his transcendence. The name of Hashem talks about his justice. The name Yudke Vavke, when we say the Jewish people are part of the part of Yudke Vavke, Yudke Vavke is called the name of his essence. Neshem Ha'etzim. It's a name that describes him. And since the Jewish people are rooted in his essence, so therefore the effect that we have on him is not just because of what we do, but also like in an analogy of a father and a son. This father loves the son more than he loves his best friend. The father loves his son not because of what his son does, but he loves his son because the son's a part of him. So it's a whole different kind of love. But still, even the love of a father to a son, and this love is so deep that it causes a father to do different things to do for a son than anybody else, nevertheless, there's still a parameter, there's still a definition of this love. This love has a beginning, and it has an end, because this love is about the way the father is a father, the way he is as a human being, as a father to a son. So then this love is something which touches his essence. The love of Reuben to Shimon, because of Shimon's virtues, it's because of the one he loves, not because of him. He loves him because of his virtues. The love of a father to the son is not because of his virtues, but it's still because of the one he loves, not because of him. He loves his son because his son is a part of him, yes, but it's still not about him, it's about his son. There is a way a human being is in the parameters of a human being, and there is the very essence of what a person is. So the love of a father to a son touches the very essence of the parameters of a human being. But it's not the essence of the father, Mamish. It's not literally the father. Let's talk about the name of Hashem, Yud Kevavke. The name of Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei is the name that denotes the essence. However, it's still a name of Hashem. It's not Hashem himself. The very fact we're talking about names means we're talking about something that describes. In description itself, we're not talking about something that describes a virtue, a characteristic of Hashem's, of what Hashem is doing, but rather, it's a name that describes himself. But it's still a name that describes himself. It's not him. It's a name that's describing him, but it's not him. As the pasuk says, Gam ben va'achein lei. Hashem doesn't have a son, Hashem doesn't have a brother. What do you mean we call the Jewish people children of Hashem? So there is another deeper layer in our bond with Hashem that is higher than the bond of a father and children. The deeper layer is that Hashem chooses the Jewish people, not because of their virtues, not because they're his children, it's not because of them. Rather, our bond with Hashem is because of him, because he chose us. In the analogy of a father and son, still, it's still about the one, the child. Because of the child is your part of you, but it's not about you. Then there's a whole different thing. The love is not because of the virtues or because of this is something which affects your essence. This person affects your essence. Rather, this has to do with you yourself. And this is the new layer in our relationship with Hashem that was achieved in the giving of the Torah. And gave us a Torah, then the Torah says, Ata v'chartonu mikol amim. Then you chose us from all nations. It wasn't that you that we're your children, it's that you chose us. That's why at Mount Sinai, before Hashem gives us the Torah, he goes to all the nations. Why does he go to all the nations? It says in the beginning of Malachi, the Torah says, Ki och Esav Yaakov, Esav is a brother to Yaakov, Hashem says, although Esav is a brother to Yaakov, yet nevertheless Hashem says, I love you. I love Yaakov and I hate Esav, even though Esav is a brother to Yaakov. In other words, we're not talking about the fact that Jewish people act in a more admirable way than Esav. That's just an external thing. That's if we were to talk about that, we were to talk about a level of godliness which has a yardstick and measures Yaakov against Esav, that Yaakov is better than Esav. In the analogy of Reuven and Shimon, it's a part of Reuven that is affected by Shimon's virtues. So it's not about Reuven himself, it's about Reuven, the way Reuven is, there is you yourself. Then there's a way you are affected by others. That's not you, that's not your essence, that's not your core. That's just the way you are connected to the people around you. But then there is you yourself, how you are inside. So the Torah emphasizing that Esav is a brother to Yaakov is saying that Esav and Yaakov are similar. How are they similar? Because we're not looking at the virtues. We're talking from a perspective of way up there, the way Hashem's infinite light looks at things, and the perspective of Hashem's infinite light, Esav and Yaakov are the same. How is Yaakov better than Esav? Compared to infinity, darkness and light are equal. And yet, despite the fact that they're equal, despite the fact that compared to infinity, they are both negligible compared to Hashem's essence, compared to Hashem's infinite light, yet Hashem chooses. From why does he choose? He chooses because of him. He chooses because of his essence to say, I love Yaakov and I hate Esav. It's not about us. It's about his choice. And because it's about his choice, so it's something which has to do with his very essence. In the analogy of a father and son, it's the essence of the parameters of a father and son, the parameters of a human being. But it's not the essence of the father of Mamish. It's not the essence of him. It's the essence of a human being as in the realm of having parameters, of having definition. This is the essence of of the parameters of a human being. In the language of Chassidus, this is the essence of Giluyim, the essence of the revelation of the person. The essence of the relationship of a person is in the relationship of a father and a son. That relationship touches the essence of the father's parameters. But then there is the father himself, the essence of who he is, where we're not talking about how he's affected by others, or even how he's affected by his son. We're talking about himself. And there the Torah says, Ata v'chartol klam. You chose us from all nations. It wasn't about about what we did, and it wasn't about us being having being a part of your name, a part of your name Yukevavke, which is a name which denotes your essence, but still the essence of your light, the essence of your revelation. Rather, why are we connected to you? Because you yourself chose us. It's something that's which is because of your essence that you chose the Jewish people. And that's why the words we use in davening are you. We're not talking about his names, no names there. We're talking about Hashem himself, that you chose us from all nations. And because this is something which has to do with his very essence, therefore, and it's not because of our virtues and because of who we are. Sorry about that. It's a choice Hashem is making from his very essence. And the effect of this is that we also, as we learned last time, choose Hashem too. It's something that causes our relationship to Hashem to also be on a different level. If we were related to Hashem only as children to a father, so then the connection is a natural connection, natural bond. However, because the connection to Hashem is because Hashem chose us from all nations, therefore, this elicits in us also that our bond to Hashem is not just when it's comfortable, even when it's uncomfortable. A son loves his father, does uncomfortable things for his father, but there's still a limited relationship. A servant has no choice in what he's doing. A servant is devoted to his master beyond nature. Because Hashem chose us at Mount Sinai, he chose us from all nations, he chose us from a place which looks at other nations to be similar to us, and yet he chooses us because of him, because the choice comes from his very essence, therefore also touched our essence, that our essence also chooses Hashem, and because our very core chooses Hashem, therefore our service of Hashem is also beyond nature. It's also beyond the parameters of nature, beyond what is comfortable. And that's also, as we learned last time, that's why when Mashiach will come, every Jew will be redeemed. When we were taken out of Egypt, not everybody was able to leave Egypt. You have to deserve it. Deserve it because you're Hashem's child. Deserve it because you want to be Hashem's child. If you wanted not to be Hashem's child and be a slave to power, you were able to conceal that bond. However, because Hashem chose us at Mount Sinai, so our very essence chooses Hashem. Our very core is in love with Hashem and wants Hashem. And therefore, when the shofar is blown, every Jewish heart will be aroused and say, I want to go there. I want to be there in Yerushalayim with Hashem, with Mashiach. Any questions, comments? Right. Lakavaruch.